So I got this word from Revelation. Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. And the word I got was constant, unchanging. And so the sense that I'm getting is God just wants to remind us that He's constant, He's always there, He's unchanging, and kind of like what Andrew was saying at the start of the meeting, even though we're going through Lent, we know how it ends because God doesn't change and God's already won the victory over death.
The Lord says, enter in. The Lord says, be bold. Enter into my presence. I have grace for you. I have hope for you. I have love for you. I have strength for you. Enter in. The Lord says, do not hold back. Enter in. I have more for you. When you thought there was nothing left, I have more for you. Enter in, my people. Enter in. Do not be afraid. Do not hold back. I am here for you. My love is waiting for you. My grace is waiting for you. Enter in.
From Psalm 102, verse 23. Long ago you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you endure. They will all wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall live secure. And I just felt the Lord was saying that in these troubled times that we're going through at the moment, with threats of nuclear war and the ending of the pandemic and all the other stuff, He wants us to know that we live secure, and that He is the, as we've said before, He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He's going to roll up this earth like clothing. But we live secure in Him.
I had a sense from Luke chapter 4. Jesus is in the synagogue in Nazareth, and He's handed the scroll of Isaiah, and He reads this verse from Isaiah. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." And after He finished reading, He says to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And the sense that I had is that this is what Jesus came to do, is to give us freedom, we who were living in bondage and perhaps still are in ways living in bondage. And Jesus wants to give us more freedom always, but maybe even now, especially in the season of Lent, is it time for us to seek more freedom, because Jesus wants to give us more freedom.
Brothers and sisters, let's respond to these words, and as we've entered in, as we've heard the Lord, as we worship now, let's respond in our hearts of hearts about the freedom, about the security that God gives us. His call for us to enter in now, and not to wait, but do it now. Let's expect that blessing now. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your promises to us that are not empty promises, but are promises that are being sung in the heavens, that are promises that are being sung by the choirs of angels. Brothers and sisters, I feel we joined the choirs of angels in heaven today. I feel the Lord is walking amongst us and is blessing us. Allow him to bless you this afternoon. I'm going to invite Dan up. Please take a seat, and in this attitude of prayer, this attitude of experiencing our Lord and being with him, have our hearts, minds, and ears open for Dan. Let's pray a blessing on Dan as he sets up his gear. Lord, we thank you for Dan. We thank you for the work that he's done in preparing for this. I pray your blessing upon him now, that he speaks into our hearts through you, dear Lord, that you use his words to bless us and anoint us and draw us closer to you today, dear Lord. Amen.